Wake Up Call continues now on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Time for the good.
That's really nice.
The bad.
That's the bad guy.
And the dumb.
What an idiot. Oh, what a loser.
All right, the good, the bad, and the dumb. And we had to move it because good old Mike Crispino was on a flight. He was talking to us from the airport.
And yeah, if we did him any later, he's be on a plane.
That's right.
And then you have the flight attendants yelling at him, "Turn off your phone, sir."
Yeah, you don't need that.
And then it's our fault.
I think they're going to Vegas.
They're
going to Las Vegas. So Las Vegas, that'd be a nice place to travel out to, have a good time, sit by the pool, getting ready for a broadcast your game on
heading out from Connecticut to Vegas.
Yeah,
doesn't seem too shabby.
Sun, little cocktail by the pool.
Where's Miami headed?
Yeah, Miami's heading to Kansas City. That's nice. Yeah. Kansas City's a nice barbecue place, but it ain't nice weather.
No, I'd rather stay in Miami.
Yeah, stay in Coral Gables. All right, what's the good of the day?
The good of the day is we've talked about this before. The new Ben Affleck movie coming out that's called Air.
Air. It's getting good reviews.
Yeah, it's actually got 100% score on Rotten Tomatoes right now.
Yeah, I was a little skeptical, but it's people like it, so.
But Ben Affleck is the director and one of the stars. He actually plays Phil Knight in the movie. If you don't know what the movie is about, it's about Nike going after Michael Jordan.
Yep.
Now, Michael Jordan isn't really portrayed in this movie. And they did that on purpose.
So they don't have an actor playing Michael
Jordan. Right. But Ben Affleck, South by Southwest over the weekend, because there was a screening of Air, did reveal one request that Michael Jordan had about this movie. And that was having Viola Davis play his mom.
Oh, that's awesome.
Because his mom was a very integral part in the entire movie.
Thought it was, can we change all my, make sure I don't take it personally?
Maybe not.
Right. Viola Davis, that's great. Good for him.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
And Ben was like, I'll see what I can do. He's like, she's not, she's just simply one of the greatest actresses out there. So I don't know if I'm even going to have a chance at her. But I was sitting there like, if I'm Viola Davis, and I'm approached by Ben Affleck saying, hey, I have this movie. This is what it's about. Michael Jordan wants you to play his mom. How do you say no?
Yeah, even if you're if you're a superstar, you would still go, I got to do this.
Yeah, Michael Jordan wants me to play his mom?
I will regret it. Yeah, like you'll say, I'll regret it because it's one moment where one of the greatest sports figures around the globe asked me to, and I was, it's like, it's like sometimes you hear actors where they're like, I had a chance to do this, but I was busy with this other crappy movie that bombed at the box office and I couldn't do it. And they go, I regret it. You don't want to be the actress 15 years from now going, you turned down Michael Jordan's mom when Michael Jordan specifically asked for you. You got to say yes to that.
You have to say yes to that. But I mean, just I'm sorry to say this too. What an ego boost.
Oh, that's awesome. It's fantastic.
If you're Viola Davis, that's why I said, how do you say no? Viola Davis just sitting there and is like, yeah, the greatest basketball player that ever lived wants me to play probably one of the most important people in his life.
It's like when you're a kid and you do something cool and an adult says, oh, you could do my job right now, right? It's like you feel good, but you know they're being nice.
Yeah.
You know, like I got that when I was a young broadcast. I was a young play-by-play announcer. I was doing some stuff for high school. And they were like, oh, yeah, you could be – I was like, you take it, but you know you're being nice.
Or the remember me when you're big and famous.
Yeah, when you're big and famous, remember me. Yeah, they're just being kind. This is not Michael Jordan being nice. This is Michael Jordan really wanting you. Like, really saying, of every actress that could be my mother, you are the one I want to be my mother in the movie. The woman who helped me make important decisions in my life, that's an integral part of this movie, I want you to play it. That's not being, like, polite.
Right.
Right? Like, that is like...
That's not Michael Jordan going,
major compliment.
I threw a dart at a dartboard that had a bunch of photos on there. Your photo came up.
Your photo landed. We tried to get so-and-so. We tried to get Angela Bassett. She couldn't do it. No. I want you. You got to take it.
You have to.
You have to take it.
So I just loved it when I heard that. I was like, that's fantastic.
Great. That's great. Like, that would be, that would be like if Jim Nance came knocking on our door and we're like, we want you to take over CBS. It's like, we got to do it. It's not being nice.
Okay.
Yeah, you got to do it. I get to go to the Final Four and the Masters in a week? That's awesome.
I was thinking about that yesterday. I'm going to try to find a way to see if you can get on. The only question I want to know is like, when did it first hit you how lucky you are?
I know. It's the one
From 1 week, I mean, just, you know, one full calendar week of the year, you are going to be traveling from Houston this year, but sometimes it's other places. But you're traveling from Houston on Tuesday?
Yep.
To Augusta that starts, what is it? Is it the same week this year?
Same week. It flows right in. It does it every year. It flows right into it. You have the Final Four on Monday, and then sometimes it doesn't, but most
sometimes
of the time it does.
Sometimes it is the following week, but right. Yeah, this year,
most of the time it does. I think they try to make the Masters like the first full week of April.
Yeah,
whenever that is. So the Masters doesn't start on March 30th and lead in the weekend. They go, well, let's move it to then we would move it to like say the 7th, right? Right. So that runs most of the time he goes right from one to the other.
Yeah, it just depends on where the Final Four lands.
Depends on how the Final Four lands. But most of the time, not all the time, most of the time, he goes right from the title game on Monday to Augusta National.
Yeah.
And if the Masters is next week, he still should go to Augusta National. He still should hang out there. But yeah, that's awesome. So what is the bad of the day?
The bad of the day is rumor has it that the Big Ten – you know, they're pilfering UCLA and USC this year.
Yeah, right.
They actually preferred another school over UCLA.
Uh-oh.
They actually wanted Oregon.
Why not?
But I think it...
That makes sense.
I guess, I don't know if it's logistics played or if they decided to, you know, branch out other than just football. Because, you know, obviously, if you're just thinking solely football, Oregon's a much better school.
Again, programs go up and down. That's the one. It's always the problem when you talk about, whether
or they want that Nike money.
Yeah, I think the strategy is this: we obviously want a larger footprint. If we take USC, we've got Los Angeles. We might not have all of Los Angeles because there's a UCLA contingency part of that, but we have Los Angeles. Why do we want two schools in Los Angeles when we can get Los Angeles and Portland? So if we can get one of the schools, we'll have Los Angeles as a market. If we can get the other school that's big in the state of Oregon and would include Portland amongst that, then we'll take that too. So that's my thought as to what that was. It's Phil Knight money, obviously, but I think it's more like if we can get where can we expand this brand? Getting two LA schools. Well, we could get the market with one LA school.
Right. I think that was the idea, was to get one market with USC, one with Oregon. But then Fox, I think, stepped in and said, hey, listen, we don't want anyone taking the other LA team.
Right.
If we're all focused on USC, we don't want UCLA right under our noses to be pilfered by somebody else. So you got to take them both.
Right. Well, who made the decision?
Reading this, it says that Fox. This was coming from the president of Arizona.
Okay, so Fox Sports.
Yeah.
So Fox Sports told
the Big Ten
what they could do.
Fox Sports, with the TV deal, I think Fox Sports said, "Hey, listen, with this new TV deal coming, told the Big Ten, we would much rather have UCLA and USC rather than USC and Oregon."
So Fox told the Big Ten what they wanted in terms
of... Yeah, according to the president of University of Arizona.
Because if I'm a school, I'm like, okay, media deals come and go. You don't tell us what we could do for the long-term future of what we're doing. Like if Oregon wanted to go, or if Oregon wanted to go to the Big Ten, they go, great, well, who cares? Like, stop us. What are you going to do?
Unless it's going to be a filthy amount of money, right?
Well, yeah, aren't the schools doing it for a bigger reason? Look, they go from one media deal to the other. I mean, Texas and Oklahoma are waiting out their TV deals, and then they're done. And then they go, we're going to the SEC. Why would Fox be allowed to tell Oregon, you can't go to the Big Ten? Oregon goes, well, who are you to tell us we can't go to the Big Ten? We want to go to the Big Ten, we'll go to the Big Ten. But you can't. Why? Because we have an agreement. We'll wait out the agreement. When's the contract over? It's not for life.
No, and that's the thing right now. I don't think the Pac-12 has a contract right now, right?
Right, right. So maybe the Big Ten Conference is saying, they're telling the Big Ten Conference, if we're going to put this big mega deal together for you, then this is what we want. They said, okay, well, that's fine. We'll do that.
Yeah.
That makes sense. That would make sense. But if the you can't go where you're not invited, so maybe they weren't invited. And you know, before Fox stepped in and said, don't invite them. And then they can't just join. So that's interesting. That's interesting. But I would have just taken the two LA teams if I was a TV person. I said, I'll just take the whole market. So, all right, what's the dumb of the day?
The dumb of the day is that some media network had to do it, and this year it was CNN. CNN was the one that fell on the sword of claiming how much productivity is lost during the NCAA tournament.
Oh, they did?
And they claimed that it's roughly $17.3 billion.
Oh, come on. How did you determine that stuff?
That's what a lot of people are asking.
You're just making up a number.
And some people, you know, simply tweeted back, so?
Right. Like, did we suffer for this? Was there a surgery that wasn't performed because Princeton was winning against Arizona? Like, what are we talking about here?